الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. عليكم السلام. O you who believe, be aware of Allah, عليكم السلام, in the proper form of being aware in Him, and do not allow yourselves to die except in a state of belief. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us tonight with what we are about to learn. Ameen. Following up from our last three lectures about Jannah, and we all know what Jannah is, it is heaven, paradise. We have spoken about Jannah. We have got so much to say, but there is no need to go into too much deeper talks about Jannah, because the moral is that we get an idea about the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what the purpose is for us in this life. However, now comes the time to talk about the opposite of Jannah and what great opposition is to Jannah in its form, in its horridness, and in its punishment and pain. In the next few lectures, inshaAllah, we will talk about Jahannam. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Jahannam is the most common word used in the Quran relating to the name of the entire hellfire. And Jahannam has many other names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named in the Quran. The most common name that relates to it all, as I said, is Jahannam. It means its top and its bottom, its sides, its depth, its center, its valleys, its caves, its lava, its wells. The wells that are in there are deep dungeons and prisons. It involves everything about the fire. Not the fire that we burn with in this life. Not the lava that comes out of volcanoes. Not like any kind of intense heat that exists on earth. Jahannam is a type of fire that exists beyond this world. And no human being other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Allah's messengers, Jesus, peace be upon him, and Moses and Abraham, all the messengers of Allah, and some of his prophets, and some people whom Allah has chosen in their dreams to show them hellfire. Otherwise, no one can imagine what hellfire is like. Just like no one can imagine what Jannah is like, nobody can ever imagine what Jahannam is like. And just like there is in paradise, things which no eye has ever seen, or ear has ever heard, or heart has ever imagined, also in Jahannam, hellfire, there are also things which no eye has ever seen, ears have never heard, hearts have never imagined. For the one who created the skies and the earth and the planets and the sun and the moon, the one who created all of this which is beyond our capability of comprehending, this worldly stuff here that we can see and we can hear and we can imagine, it is still beyond, way beyond the scope of our intelligence. And we can never reach full knowledge of it all. Then the things which Allah has created beyond this world are impossible for any heart or mind to even reach. Allah, the one who knows beauty, the one who created beauty, has created beauty in Jannah which nothing can imagine. And the one who created horridness and ugliness and horror, nothing can reach the understanding of the horror and horridness and terror that exists inside of hellfire. For they are two opposing things, Jannah, heaven, and hellfire, Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the just God in everything, He has created us for a reason and a purpose, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then to earn our place in heaven with total ease and complete choice, or to earn our position in hellfire with our own complete choice and our complete choosing of our paths. Anybody who says or claims that it is God who chooses our path for us and makes us end up in it has erred a terrible error and does not understand this God. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, Allah, causes us to choose our path without our choice, then you are saying that God, Allah, is an oppressor. وَحَاشَ لِلَّهِ Glory be to Him. Far away is He from such imperfection that He becomes an oppressor to us. Allah does not oppress His servants. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ Your Lord is not an oppressor to His servants. And for anyone to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no control whatsoever over us, then you are saying that God lacks control. He doesn't have full power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ And He, Allah, is able to do anything and everything. Alaykum as-salam. However, it is part of the will and power and ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the choice to choose our path, to earn a place in heaven or to earn a place in Jahannam. Now, you may have realized that I'm using the word earn in heaven and earn in hellfire. You see, brothers and sisters, obviously anyone who sees the fire and the terror in it or hears about it will never wish to earn a place in there. Rather, you would say, how can being placed in hellfire and burning in there being something that someone can earn? Yes, my brothers and sisters, listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he created heaven, when Allah created heaven and he created hellfire. In the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created heaven, He created its beauty and His angels saw it. Jibril alayhi salam, then Gabriel came back and said, Oh my Lord, there isn't anyone that hears about your beautiful heaven except that he will or she will enter it. They will never refuse it. Allah then created a wall, metaphorically speaking, a wall filled with desires, temptations, a wall filled with hardships and trials and tests. Then he said to the angel Gabriel, look at it again. He looked and he noticed. Then he said, Oh my Lord, I fear that nobody will be able to enter heaven anymore. Then he said, look at hellfire. He looked at hellfire. And he said, Oh my Lord, no one who hears about it except that they will refuse to enter it, nobody would want to. Then Allah created a wall, metaphorically speaking. A wall filled with temptations, desires, lusts. Then he said, go and have a look again. Gabriel saw it again and said, Oh my Lord, I fear that everyone will fall into it. The meaning of this hadith. That in front of heaven, there are obstacles that no one can enter heaven until they pass these obstacles. These obstacles are trials and tests in this life. We were tried and tested in every way. In every way. And you must pass these tests and trials and obey your Lord. against all odds as much as you can, as much as you are able to do so. And there are obstacles in front of hellfire, and you must pass them in order to reach hellfire. Yes, you must pass them. You must obey your temptations. You must obey your desires and do the forbidden things. You must beat, for example, the Ten Commandments and disobey them all. Kill, murder, lie, cheat, abuse, backbite, drink alcohol, eat pork, eat the things which God forbid, drink the things which God forbid, take drugs, hang around with the wrong people in haram, be in the wrong places where the shaitan and the devil loves to be. Avoid the places of worship, avoid the religious people. Do not read the Quran if you like. Just obey your desires and your temptations. Don't wake up for prayer. Don't go to the prayers. Don't. Forget about it. Just live a life of disbelief. Live a life of temptations and desires. Go for whatever you wish for, whatever you desire with no boundaries. And you will earn a place in Jahannam, no doubt. That is what the Prophet ﷺ is trying to tell us. Now, because he's so compassionate and so merciful, our messenger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was most merciful, he has warned us intricately and with detail and with understanding. He warned us about the things that make us enter hellfire, because that Allah, God, doesn't want anyone to enter it. At the same time, he is just, so those who disobey him cannot enter heaven with those who have obeyed him. So you might as well just sit down and do nothing at all, and you will enter heaven with all the good people. Even you can be bad as you like. There's no justice in that. And God is not unjust or unjust. So hellfire is earned, my dear brothers and sisters. Listen to this other hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, when he spoke to his companions about heaven and how beautiful it was, he said to them, everyone shall enter heaven. Huh. Everyone shall enter heaven. So because of the compassion of Allah and his messenger ﷺ, they want everyone to enter heaven. So we said, everyone shall enter heaven, illa man aba, except he or she who refuses, doesn't want to. Everyone will enter heaven except those who don't want to enter it. If you don't want to, you're not going to. If you want to, you will. They said, Ya Rasulullah, his companions got confused a bit. وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And who is it that will refuse to want to enter heaven? He said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي مَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. Whoever disobeys my guidance, then they have refused. That's how we refuse. Because what is the use of a person wanting to become a doctor or an engineer or a plumber or earn a good trade or something, or want to reach something that is valuable, and just sits down and wishes for it but doesn't do anything in its path? Can you ever become what you aim for? Can you, brothers? Can you reach something you aim for just by merely wishing for it? Can you? Can you? No, we can't. Answer then, inshallah. Answer with confidence, inshallah. So therefore, you must go by a path and a guidance. By going by the path of the Prophet ﷺ, then you want to enter heaven. By refusing him, the messenger of God, who created the heavens and hellfire, then you refuse. And you want to go to hellfire. So this is the idea. It is your choice. And the books and the information is available for you. You just need to ask. Wallahi, just ask with a sincere heart and you will get there. Within a few months, mashallah, you'll find your knowledge has exceeded all bounds and your practices are, mashallah, excellent. But it only takes your first step, your initial step. My brothers and sisters in Islam, for anybody to think that hellfire, Jahannam, is anything like the fire of this earth, then they truly do not understand anything about hellfire. Not one bit. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that Jahannam, hellfire, is 70 folds. 70 folds. We don't know what these folds mean. But let's say it's 70 times more. 70 folds more intense in its heat and its blaze and its terror and its horror and its damage than the normal fire which you use on earth. Imagine any kind of intense heat on earth, my brothers and sisters. Anything. And don't just think about the fire that you light up with a match. That's just one form of fire on this earth. There is electricity, and electricity is from fire. It's energy. Any kind of energy that can destroy or can light up or can bring about things of energy, of any type of energy, is called fire in Arabic. Now, the lava that erupts from volcanoes is also fire. And not just the flame that you see and the blue flame. Everyone thinks the blue flame is the most intense heat. Yes, of the normal fire that you light up. But fire means many different things. The lightning that you hear from the when the thunder goes up. Allahu Akbar, the amount of damage that lightning can make, that's also fire. Heat can be so intense on earth, it also goes beyond our imagination. So Jahannam is 70 folds even more than that. And if Jahannam was just a glimpse were to be shown on earth, it'll burn the whole universe and everything in sight. The sun which you see, the sun which gives us a little bit of warmth, that is millions of kilometers away from us. If you were to come maybe 2 kilometers or 5 kilometers closer to earth, it'll burn everything. It'll burn everything. I want you to imagine being burnt, having your finger burnt only. Just put your finger over a matchstick and try to burn your finger. Obviously you won't, because that's forbidden. But anyway, imagine the intense pain that a person goes through. They say there is nothing more painful than fire burning a human being. And hellfire is 70 folds more than any intense fire on earth. So much so that one time Jibril alayhi salam, Gabriel, and with him Israfil, another angel, they came to see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw Israfil with his head tucked down, and his color had changed. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibril, مَا لِي أَرَى إِسْرَافِيلَ هَكَذَا? Why do I see Israfil alayhi salam like that with a pale face? And Jibril alayhi salam said, today Israfil has seen hellfire for the first time. And this is why you see his changed face. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, when Allah created Jahannam, before he created the human beings, the angels fell down on their faces in prostration to God, out of fear. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, lift your heads, my angels, for I have created hellfire for those who challenge me and disbelieve in me and blasphemize against me and slander me and reject me and disobey me deliberately. It is not for you. The angels then said, oh, our Lord, we can never feel safe and secure from hellfire until we know of its inhabitants or we see them. So then Allah created the human beings and the jinns, and then their hearts became at ease. The angels' hearts became at ease. The angels themselves fear hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes so much about hellfire, and I'm going to go through that inshallah. However, let us listen to some verses from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cease speaking about hellfire in the Quran, because he warns us. Like someone who is warning you from a volcanic eruption, and your house is there and you live there. They come to you and they inform you and warn you days before. You thank them for this warning. And this is our compassionate messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is our compassionate Lord Allah warning us from such an intense punishment on the day of judgment and guiding us. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا إِلَّا حَمِيمًا وَغَسَّاقًا جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا. Which means, verily Jahannam is awaiting for those who are criminals against their Lord. It is awaiting and waiting for those who reject their Lord. When they enter it, and when they are forced into it, Allah says, they will live in there forever. Ahqaba, generations after generations, centuries after centuries after centuries. They will never feel any kind of coolness in there. Nor will they feel or taste any kind of water or drink to quench their thirst in there. Except only lava to drink and acid. And food that will choke them and burn them on the inside. جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا, a justifiable punishment in just cause, Allah says, in exchange for their disobedience and tyranny. Because they never used to believe or take heedlessness, meaning remembrance, of the warnings which we came to them with. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. They weren't aware that they will be accountable and be judged on this day. So they did whatever they wanted and forgot about us. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. And they lied and lied over and over and numerously against our signs and verses which we revealed to the people. Allah takes terrible, brothers and sisters, Allah takes terrible offense when He reveals His wonderful signs, His miracles in the Quran and around us. And you understand them and read them and you listen to them. But you reject them verse after verse and make lies about them. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. And everything Allah says, everything we have already prescribed before. So now, feel, Allah says. Not only feel, He says, taste, ذوقوا, meaning taste. And we know when you use the term taste, how many taste buds do we have on our tongue? Thousands of taste buds. In order to taste the different thousands and millions of different tastes on earth, Allah uses that expression to say, in other words, that in hellfire, a person who enters it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from it, you feel the pain of hellfire in millions of different colorful ways. So He says, فَذُوقُوا, so taste. Taste the punishments, the pains that exist in there. فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Allah said, we will not increase you and give you extra things except for extra punishments and extra torments. Those who enter it, when you ask for more things, Allah gives you more things, but more punishments and pain. Allah also says in the Quran, كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى, which means Allah is saying, كَلَّا, behold, be aware, verily, by no means, but without doubt, it is a burning sensation. That's what Allah says. Without doubt, it is a burning sensation. نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى, this expression. It boils away, rips away, burns away, peels away. All of these meanings are there. Peels away the skin of the head. It burns away the scalp. That's what Allah uses an expression. It burns away the scalp and barbecues it. Allah also says in the Quran,
وما أدراك ما سقر لا تبقي ولا تذر لواحة للبشر عليها 19.
Which means, and what would explain to you a messenger of God? How can you possibly understand? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ How can you possibly understand what سَقَر is? سَقَر is the fifth level of hellfire, brothers and sisters. And another name for hellfire.
لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ
Allah says, anything that it's released upon, it will not leave anything in sight. It will not leave anything except that it will consume it and burn it.
لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرْ
It is a transformer of the image of people. What does that mean? It changes your creation. It changes your image, your form. Makes you into a different form because it burns the person. Allah says also in the Quran,
تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ
Hellfire keeps burning the people inside of it, burning them all the way through the skin, through the bones, through the flesh until it reaches the heart. When it could see the heart, the body is recreated once again with the bones and the skin and the fire burns again. When it reaches the heart, Allah creates the body and the skin again. Then it burns again. When it reaches the heart, it continues forever and ever and ever. Allah also says in the Quran,
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ
What would explain to you what she is? Allah uses the feminine term because it's an Arabic word. نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ It says it is a heated up fire. We know that fire is already heat. Why does Allah set a heated up fire? Meaning it is beyond the heat, which you normally know. A heat which is heated even more and more, extends. Exemplified. Allah says in the Quran,
كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ
Allah says, verily, we shall throw them into hellfire, the burner. And what will explain to you what the burner destructor is? It is the fire of Allah, the destructor. A past scholar by the name of Ibn al-Mubarak narrates a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, hellfire surely eats its people, people that are placed in there. It keeps eating them until when it reaches their hearts, as I said, Allah recreates their skin and burns them over and over again. So then Allah said,
فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
Which means, so fear hellfire, brothers and sisters. Fear hellfire. The one, the fire, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will light up and ignite with what? What is its fuel? Its fuel is human beings. Human beings and rocks. That's how it ignites. So hellfire has been prepared for the transgressors. And Allah says finally,
ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ
Said, it is with hellfire. Your Lord makes His servants fear and afraid. Why? A lot of people may think to themselves, why does God make us scared? You see, brothers and sisters, Allah first of all does not only make us scared, He gives us hope as well. Because we already spoke about Jannah. But because we are talking about hellfire, you will hear some things about frightening and horror and scare and, you know, being scared and stuff like that, because we are talking about hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us afraid from His hellfire because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is training us, teaching us, helping us to stay away from falling into it. You see, here is an analogy for you. And to Allah belongs the best of analogies. Do you all agree that the parents, mother and father, they care for their children? We all agree that. And they love their children? Yes. And they will never want them to be hurt in any way. Isn't that right? And they want them to succeed. Isn't that correct? Then why is it that the mother and father, and I am a father myself, and those of you who are fathers here and mothers here, you understand what I'm telling you. What I'm explaining to you. That when you see your children, and you want to keep them away from harm, you make them afraid of the harmful things. Isn't that correct? You warn them from the fire. You warn them from the knife. You warn them away from the stove. You say to them, this is kuku, this is wawa, this is bad, this burns. Isn't that right? Whatever terms you use in your own language. This burns you, son, daughter. Stay away from it. Look, some people even probably, you know, bring their son or daughter's finger a little bit close to the fire, just to let them feel the heat, so that they can understand by themselves never to come close to it because it can harm them. Isn't that correct? Yet the parents still care. Allah cares for us. And this is why He warns us from the fire and makes us scared of it. He wants us to be afraid from hellfire. Because every time we see an opportunity to do a sin, we remember hellfire, we get scared, and so sins frighten us. And that is something extraordinarily beneficial to the human being. We choose to be afraid by being, we choose to stay away from hellfire by being afraid of it. Anyone who does not fear hellfire or fear sins, then there is something wrong with your iman, my dear brothers and sisters. Definitely, no doubt about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore created hellfire in order to help us stay away from the forbidden things and to save us from falling into harmful matters in this life and in the hereafter. This is why we like to mention hellfire a lot, in order to help us stay away from a lot of the sins. Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam, also warned his people from hellfire. Moses, Musa alayhi salam, warned his people from hellfire. David warned his people from hellfire alayhi salam. Yahya, and John the Baptist, they call him in Christianity. Yahya and Yunus, Jonah and Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam and Noah alayhi salam, all the prophets, all the messengers, they warned the people from hellfire. And this is why you find in biblical statements there are always things about heaven and hell. In the Jewish statements and biblical words of the Jews, you find that they are warning from hellfire, giving hope in Jannah. So therefore, hellfire and heaven do exist, and they are warned by every prophet. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, once passed by a group of 4,000 women from the children of Israel. And he saw them that they had placed their heads down in misery, and their faces had gone pale. He asked them, why are you scared and pale? They said, we heard about hellfire, and we heard how intense it is, and we are scared. We are scared because we heard that there is no coolness in it, and no drink of water to quench our thirst. Isa alayhi salam then advised them, if you obey me and follow my way, then you will be saved from hellfire. So every prophet, every messenger cared for his people. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he came to all of mankind, all of the people, he warned all the people from it unanimously and without any differentiation. Brothers and sisters in Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam. Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen carefully. Jahannam is real. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu used to say, if I were to see with my eyes right now hellfire in front of me, my belief in its existence would have not changed. I already believe in the existence of hellfire as if it is in front of me now. It's as real as can be. Do we believe in the existence of hellfire like the reality? As you see your own hand, as you see your person next to you, as you hear your words being spoken, Allah says in the Quran,
كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْتُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ.
By Allah, without a doubt, it is true and reality. It is the real thing, just as real as your speech and hearing. That's how real it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jahannam with thousands of levels. And it has seven different doors. And each door is lower than the other. Each pit is worse than the one before it. The surface of Jahannam is the easiest. And what is easiness of Jahannam? The most easiest punishment that anyone will ever receive Let's use another phrase. The least painful punishment that anyone can receive in hellfire, as the Prophet ﷺ said, is a man who will be placed in there. He has the least amount of bad deeds of the people, the inhabitants of hellfire. Two coals of fire will be placed underneath the soles of his feet, and his brain will boil forever. Naam. That is the least punishment in hellfire. So what about the ones even worse and worse off than that? Imagine, my dear brothers and sisters, imagine, if you can, that you are the size, your back tooth is the size of a mountain. What would that make the size of your mouth? Then imagine that if that's the size of your mouth, what would be the size of your head? We'll end it now, inshallah, brothers and sisters, with that note, because the time of the adhan has now crept in. And inshallah, we will continue next week, same time at 7 o'clock. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.